and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
180 degrees.
Hey, good morning, podcast audience. This is that guy, branch president, Columbus, Ohio, Ken Hodge, with a quick postal podcast for Wednesday morning. This morning's podcast is going to be a little different in that for 15 minutes this morning on my podcast, I'm going to address the Postmaster General, CEO, Megan Brennan. She will be in the Columbus area today and tomorrow, I think. And I hope she gets an opportunity to walk the plant and maybe, or ride the plant, and maybe speak to some employees. And I'm pretty sure she'll get a real different look at Columbus opposed to the numbers and ratings that she's probably used to looking at. If I could talk to Postmaster General Megan Brennan, I would probably tell her that we have a excellent organization called the United States Postal Service. The United States Postal Service has been my pretty much dominant income for the past 39 years, and I think it's a great service. I think headquarters puts out operation plans that are designed for the survivability of the Postal Service. I think once it leaves headquarters, that everybody below headquarters does a real poor job at executing the plan without making their own modifications to the plan, which ultimately leads back to headquarters for what kind of feedback are we doing there. But again, I think that the Postal Service now focuses more on productivity than it does on customer satisfaction with respect to customer service. Now, again, that's probably why we're not the post office, we're the Postal Service. But when you have frontline supervisors who don't, and I won't say don't know their job, let's be fair, who don't get the opportunity to practice the skill set that they're trying to develop, it has a ripple effect that creates National Postal Mail Handling Union, as well as other union entities in the post office, because now we have to be stewards of compliance to ensure that that frontline supervisor, that manager is in compliance with our national agreement. But I want to say, when you have supervisors who are being asked to learn four different areas simultaneously, everything becomes reaction. Everything is reaction. If you was to ask a supervisor in Columbus for their schedule for the week, guaranteed 90% would probably giggle, because that's not the supervisory mode that they function in. So if you gave them proper personnel, or more people to work, or less sections to supervise, then they could get back to being that frontline person who handles non-compliance issues. They could be that frontline person who deals one-on-one with the steward, and we can honestly resolve issues at the lowest level as per the grand design. Wow. If I could talk to the CEO, Megan Brennan, if I could talk to the CEO, I would ask her, why must we work with such extensive shortages of personnel, which again has a ripple effect? Supervisors are short, so even though they are very, they're non-professional, their conduct is usually very non-professional. They come to you demanding your discretionary effort. Again, it's not totally their fault, but here I go again. I'm a new supervisor. I probably don't know how to run one area, but they gave me three because people don't come to work. We'll talk about that in a minute. Now I'm running around disrespecting employees, thinking that I'm just being professional and curt with them. Again, because I'm short, I don't have time to talk to you about what it is the game plan is for tonight. I just expect you to know it, even though the supervisor don't know it. But again, here we go. If I had the right personnel, maybe we got, everybody's got a fighting chance. And I only drag that scenario out like that to say, when the supervisors are short and running around like a chicken with their head cut off, they don't understand how disrespectful they can be. And at that moment, they don't have time to sit there and explain things to you because the postal agency has got them stressing to such a point. Now, listen, this is not a podcast for supervision. This is just me talking to CEO PMG Megan Brennan. Yeah, me talking to PMG. Hey, PMG. Columbus always likes to use the excuse they're so short personnel because sick leave and people not coming to work. Well, if you're trying to be a today industry, you better figure out a way to make them come to work. Because, see, it's a bit of a paradox. You can't find enough people to replace them. Let's be for real. You got to raise rates in other states just to get Christmas help. Okay, people are not knocking the doors down now to come into the post office like they were. And even though it's a very good paying job. So if you want to be a today's organization, you got to do things that's going to stimulate and make people want to come to work. Like be professional. Like have your supervisors understand what the game plan is so they can explain the game plan to the employees. I mean, little things like that will definitely motivate people that are not coming to work to come to work. But when I speak with agencies about that, when I was in my active president role, they looked at that as it was kind of funny. They looked at it as, oh, now we got to motivate or pay you to come to work. Well, yeah. In a short, yeah. You ought to be having contests. You ought to be doing something in your offices that tell people, again, I understand it's a job, and I understand it pays my bills. But guess what? If the attendance issue is 90% based on sick leave usage, then why not come up with innovative ways to stimulate to reduce that? But you can't because your yesterday managers trying to manage at today's post office would think that's like quitting. That's like they won. No, when people come to work, we all win. So when they talk about we're short for sick leave, well, then you got to understand also, if I'm running over my percentage of sick leave consistently, at what point do I stop and say, based on the fact that I make no attempts at changing, I'm not going to change, do I increase my complement so that I take away every day saying we're short because of sick leave? I'm just saying, if I could talk to Postmaster General directly, I'd probably say something like that. But, you know, hey, since I can't, all I can do is put my podcast out, and I hope she listens to it. You know, most of this podcast, I've only spoken about to the Postmaster General about increasing personnel and training frontline supervisors. Well, let me tell you, I think if we had the sufficient complement and that frontline supervisor was better trained to do their jobs, see, the latent function of providing those two services will decrease a lot of your union activity. It's not going to eliminate all, but it's going to decrease a lot of your activity. And when we have decreases in activity, we can make better and more educated decisions on how we resolve those. Hey, before I sign off, I would be remiss in my duties as a candidate, a presidential candidate for this local president 304, if I didn't correct some bad information that I put out. And here it is, folks. Last week, I podcast, I made an emphatic statement that unassigned regulars could have their schedules changed as long as the post office did it the preceding week. Well, again, I made a statement, that unassigned regulars could have their schedules changed the preceding week and not pay out of schedule premium. Well, let me tell you, that was not correct. And again, this is where mass media has a huge benefit. I put that a statement out there. A gentleman fact-checked me and gave me some different references to look at, and I restudied that, and I want to say to the gentleman on the mail handler page, I appreciate the manner in which you made the correction. So let me put out to unassigned regulars this statement. If you are a MHA and you're converted to an unassigned, first of all, there's probably something really wrong in your office if you're going to have 20 or better unassigned regulars. I guarantee you, post office is not designed for that. But if you are an unassigned regular, you will work the schedule. If they don't assign you to a bid, the schedule you work the week before becoming unassigned now becomes your permanent schedule. Now, once they want to change that, they will pay out of schedule premium for any changes to your regular schedule. I say again, if you are an unassigned regular and you are not in a bid, the schedule you work the week before becoming unassigned now becomes your schedule. When management wants to move you at any time other than forcing you to take a residual bid, which I'll talk about in a minute, they will pay you out of schedule premium. Now, again, I take a lot of pride in putting out information. And if I put out information that's not correct, I'm always in a position to be fact-checked. And if for whatever reason I'm putting out information that's not right, I'm going to change it. And let me tell you, I say I'm going to change it rather cavalier, but I don't put out bad information intentionally to come back and change it. That's embarrassing. But I will be embarrassed if it means I have to get right information to all my members. So there it is. Kenny Hodge eating a nice slice of humble pie. But again, it's important to me that we have good information. And if the information I give you isn't always perfect, because I'm going to tell you, I don't make a habit. It's not a habit for me to go back and change information. But when I have to, I'm going to. So I hope we got that straight. And Postmaster General, I hate that I didn't get a chance to meet you. But I'm sure you've read some of the emails that I sent you, and I hope you consider me a quality employee so that when I have to communicate with you via email, I can get a response back, because you know there is substance to what I'm saying. PMG, I hope you have a great visit in this area. And everyone, let's have a great day, and remember, Kenny Hodge, 180 degrees, new direction. Let's join the movement and elect Ken Hodge and the whole 180 degree group of personnel running on that ticket. Let's elect them into office and let's get our union moving forward again. Thank you. Have a great day.